Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my good friend Al. And Al, I wanted you to hang on because you are the perfect foil for what I wanted to discuss next because of what you've done in your life, the wounded veteran and all these different things, man. I wanted to talk about what has been brewing in this country. And people see it, but they really don't want to call it what it is. And they don't really want to talk about the inherent dangers of where we are as a society. And I will refer to it as a modern-day civil war. This nation has entered into that. And so you have people in the political spectrum who cannot even talk to one another about issues that impact and affect the lives of the average everyday American. You just heard the commercial or the news break that talked about a United States Senator, Ron Johnson, who is opposed to Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. And he's fighting and thinks that those are entitlements. And you've got people on the right, Trump people, MAGA people, who will do everything in their power, Al, to turn around things that benefit the average American in support of the wealthy in this country. We are coming to a point, the people on the right want to do away with public education. The people on the left say we can't do away with public education. That's where the masses of the children are going to be educated. We can't do that. You've got
first, let me.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, Al.
For cutting you off.
No, Al. But
let's go back to Ron Johnson. Look back before he became a senator. He had a flailing business in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And within 2 years after he became a state senator, U.S. senator, he was hanging out with Trump in Russia and wherever, and all of a sudden his income or his wealth
ballooned,
jumped from $800,000 to $2 or $3 million. And in the short order, it jumped to $5 million. Then it went to $25 million. See, he basically jumped into that clan of worshiping the money and doing whatever it took to get the money. And he doesn't care about the people he's supposed to be representing. The other part of that is the F word that nobody likes to say, and it's fear. The people in charge are afraid that they're not going to be in charge much longer.
That's true.
And as the minority becomes the majority, they are afraid of the minority once they get in power over most things are going to do to them what they've been doing to people for 300 years.
No question. No question.
That's the biggest issue. It's about fear. And when you talk about Jim Crow and states' rights and all of this stuff, it's taking us back almost 100 years to where things used to be, where they felt like they had more control and could enslave people and force people to do whatever they want, and they benefit from that. They're losing control because of the fact that they're being outnumbered. Yesterday, I heard a program about African-American men moving to the Republican Party because of anger over African-American women exceeding beyond us. That's our fault because we put them there. We walked out on them. They didn't walk out on us. We left them with children and turned them over to the government for the government to take care of. So who's to blame? If they're upset with the women went to school. The women got degrees. The women went into politics. The women are excelling. We put them there. So we can't fault them. We have to fault the people we look at in the mirror every day.
Well, Al.
But all of this other garbage is about fear.
So Al, I would say, and you're 100% correct, but we're at a point where even if we don't look at it from the perspective of gender issues, it is. An issue when it comes to the fact that people on the right, people on the left, I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, I'm a conservative, and we don't like anything that Democrats stand for. And so we have this war. And we have this war going on, Al, that's going to destroy this nation. It's a civil war. And a lot of it is, again, based on even whites. When it comes to what side of the equation they're on. I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. I'm a MAGA guy, you know. And so we don't like the people who aren't MAGA people. This is not.
We went through this same thing with the Tea Party.
Yeah, but
and all this other stuff.
The Tea Party.
Bringing this garbage up. Yeah.
The Tea Party was not as dangerous. I remember the Tea Party as well as you. But the Tea Party wasn't made up of these Proud Boys and QAnon and Oath Keepers.
But some of that was a derivative of the Tea Party because they didn't get what they wanted, and they started looking for other ways to get to that.
Yeah, it Al, is no question about it that we have entered into a time in this country that is a dangerous time, and the divide in this country, you see it. A radical person like Donald Trump, with all of his flaws, is still being supported by a 75 to 80 million Americans who know what he is and know what he stands for. And
the worst part about that, Earl, is this, and that is they think putting him in power is going to benefit them.
Right.
And if they look back at the 4 years he was in and doing all the idiocy that he did, they didn't get anything out of it other than him standing there making speeches about foolishness, and they didn't benefit at all. As a matter of fact, their situation got worse, and they're still trying to support him. But this, again, goes back to that word, fear.
You know,
they don't know what to be afraid of, and basically they're looking for some fool like Trump to get out of here and do all of this bolstering and talking about being in control. He's not in control of himself.
You know, Al,
he definitely can't control the country.
You are on point with all of that. And what I've been trying to get people to understand is this is real, Al. This divide where Democrats and Republicans can't communicate at all about anything, and that they are, and that conservatives have made Democrats the enemy. That if the nation can't move forward and have dialogue about the things, Al, that impact and affect the American people, it doesn't bode well. You know, who's going to be on the side whenever there's some military involvement that we've had to deal with, Al? For the most part, both sides could sit down and work it out, work it through, and say we're going to do what's in the best interest of the American people. That's not the case anymore. Nancy Pelosi goes over to Taiwan, and there's this complete divide. But what is she going over there for? She don't have any. If you're on the conservative side of things, yeah, she doesn't have any right to go over there. Well, you know, the president told her not to go, and she's ignoring him. You know, but this divide in this nation, Al, this civil war in this nation is real, and I think
okay, but you keep using that term civil war. There's no such thing as a civil war.
Okay,
and if you look at it, looking at the definition of the words. The other part of that is population control, okay? Civil war is about killing off a masses of people for the benefit of those who survive to a point where there will be more resources and jobs and other things for those who survive. The point is, it's about population control and killing people. And this is what all this stuff is about that boy who went down there and shot up that church and all this other stuff. He stated, I'm trying to create or cause a civil war. And look at the term, civil and war don't come together nowhere. There's no such thing as a civil war.
Yeah, no. Well, if from the pure definition of what civil means, and what war means, that they're opposite ends of the spectrum. From that perspective.
20 years ago, the FBI and the federal government got with the states and what have you and created laws to where domestic violence, anyone who is arrested for civil violence, domestic violence.
Couldn't own a weapon.
Cannot own a gun or buy ammunition.
Right.
All right. But who's the majority of the people involved? Minorities. And why is the gun companies running out of product? Because everybody else is buying up all the guns and the ammunition. And the people who might wind up needing them will never be able to get to them. See, it's like, you know, when you go to the third world countries and the army is in there shooting people and what have you, and they're fighting with sticks and bricks. This is the same thing they're setting up here. And they've been doing it for the last 20 years.
You know, you know, Al, I know it's not a conversation that in many instances that the American people like to have.
No.
But it's a real conversation dealing with the complexities and the realities of where the nation is headed, and people can either stick their heads in the sand and ignore it, or they can, you know, deal with it head on. That's what we choose to do, man. Thank you very much, as always. I really appreciate it, my friend. Listen, we've got to go
take a break. Care. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Good God, y'all.